Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The art of gelato is the subject of today's program. Gelato is the Italian version of ice cream. It's got less butterfat, higher density, and it's served just a tad bit warmer than regular ice cream. The result? Big, bold flavor. Cafe Gelato in Winston-Salem typically has 8 or more varieties available, from fruity favorites like lemon and mango to coffee-flavored caramel and Nutella. Cafe Gelato owner Siska Weber is a native of Holland, and she's been in the restaurant business for nearly 20 years. A few years back, she decided it was time to add a little European flair to the local dessert scene here in the Triad. So, with my son Rafa in tow, we set off to find out more about the quaint little gelato shop in the heart of Winston's historic West End. So here I am getting set to cross Rinalda Road near Haynes Park. I guess it might be West End at this point. Cross on over to Cafe Gelato. And it's about 90 degrees out here, so 4 gelato customers have just walked out of the store with big scoops of melting gelato.
We'll see you. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
All right, so she totally needs the explanation on what the gelato is.
Really? Okay. All right, so all my fruit flavors are sorbet, which means they're made with fresh fruit.
And we've got a young gelato eater here. Tell me your name, young man, and what flavors did you get today?
Rafa Ford.
Rafa, what flavors are you favoring today?
I had a French sorbet of lemon, and I also had black raspberry.
What's your assessment? How was the gelato today?
Pretty well.
Pretty well. You don't sound convinced, Rafa. What was your favorite flavor?
Probably the French lemon sorbet.
And the French lemon sorbet, what makes it different from regular old ice cream?
It is stronger taste.
Stronger taste. All right, Rafa. Well, thank you very much. And how old are you, Rafa?
7.
All right. 7 years young and already a gelato connoisseur. Well, I think we'll sit down with Siska. First up, you didn't just jump into gelato. You've had a background in cooking, and you're a bit of a foodie for a long time. Does it start from your mom's cooking? When did it go back?
Actually, more my dad's, to tell you the truth. My dad was a really good cook. He liked the fish and hunt, so we ate a lot of fish and a lot of game growing up. And he was the main cook in the house.
This is in a small island?
Terschelling. It's a little island off the coast of Holland. It's really pretty. It's a little island. It has 4,000 people, and everybody knows everybody, and everybody's business, too.
The good and the bad. And you're talking about game and fish. What would be like a typical meal back then that your dad would really do up?
Lots of rabbits, duck, pheasants. As far as fish, my favorite fish was either smoked or fried eel. A lot of tarbot, that kind of fish, cod.
So your dad's abilities as a chef rubbed off on you, too, because you've done some pretty high-end catering as well, right?
I sometimes work part-time for Five Loaves Catering, and I had a restaurant for 7 years in Clemens, the village house. It's no longer there, but I had 7 good years there.
7 years in the restaurant business is a long time. You kind of alluded to it earlier, Siska, you're drifting into the world of gelato. It's a great story, though. Retell that, because you wound up somehow in the midst of a pretty good location.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I have some friends and customers at the same time at the village house. They are from Belgium. And they said, why don't you open up a gelato store? Because I got out of the restaurant business, and I wanted to do something that was I could do by myself. I didn't have to depend on personnel necessary. And, you know, do it myself. Don't need a partner. It's small enough. You can just do it on your own. So I started doing some research, and turned out that the company that makes the equipment in Italy, their headquarters happened to be in Winston-Salem, so it was kind of like an omen. Then it turned out the best flavor company, which I think is the best, is in Concord, North Carolina. So everything was all around me. So the next thing I did was look for a location. I would go like late at night when there's no traffic, and I would just drive around neighborhoods, and that's how I found this store. And I was a little worried that it was too small, but it's actually perfect. It's the perfect size. It's easy to maintain, and I have a great landlord, so it's great neighbors. I mean, I could not have a better spot, honestly.
And it's a beautiful view. I mean, I love just sitting here looking out the window, because you're right in front of Haynes Park.
Yes, the baseball field is right in front of us, lots of green trees. Sometimes lots of traffic, but that's part of it too, I guess.
You can almost pretend you're in a big city.
Yeah.
In terms of the making of gelato, the craft of this, kind of the art of it, what was the learning curve like, and what have you learned along the way in terms of just the whole process?
I think don't be afraid to experiment. Honestly, I've only had to throw away maybe 2 batches. One was sweet potato, didn't like that one. And the other one was a green tea one that I actually got like as a sample, and it was horrible. I was like, I can't sell this. Throw it away. But honestly, you really, I mean, sometimes it might be a little on the sweet side or not sweet enough, but after a while you get a feel of it, and I just play around, add things. I'm starting to do a lot of herbs now. I make a great lemon basil. I haven't made it yet this summer, and then I also go to the farmer's market with I have a gelato cart. I go to the cobblestone, and there's this lady that sells all these herbs, and she's really nice, and she'll say to me, you want some of this? Try to make gelato or sorbet out of this. So she gave me some French sorrel, and so I made a French lemon sorrel. And, you know, that actually, honestly, the taste is not that strong, but it's still a little bit different, and it's fun to experiment with.
You've made a kind of a collaborative effort. I remember you telling a story about somebody with bringing in a bag of figs.
Yeah, I have the cutest little old Italian man that has a fig tree that he actually took from New York. He lived upstate New York. It was his father's tree. He took it all the way over here, planted it in his yard. And, I mean, he's up there in age. He's got to be in his mid-80s. Donna Dia is his name. He's so adorable. And so he brings me bags of figs, and then we trade. Like, I get the figs, and he gets gelato. So, and he loves it. And his wife is so cute, too. He really takes very good care of his wife. It's a funny family. It really is.
Well, you need to give me a call next time you get the fig gelato. I love figs. I can imagine. It must taste really good.
Yeah, and I have several other customers that bring me figs, too, but I just like the little Italian man. He's cute.
So tell me about the best parts of what you do here at Cafe Gelato.
I love my customers. I like it when I come up with a new, exciting flavor. It's really exciting. And I probably could be a little bit more experimental, but, you know, it's kind of a slow process because people are not always ready for it. You know, sometimes you do something. But funny, too, like I made like a peach rosemary, and people say, peach rosemary? And so I'll just taste it, and almost every person bought it. So it's funny how people are in their heads, like they're thinking, well, that doesn't taste good. But then they'll taste it. It's like, oh, this is really good. I'll have that.
What are some other experiments that you've done?
Avocado. Avocado's really good. And lately I've been experimenting with root beer. People really like that. Just something different. And then I made a Coca-Cola one. Of course, all the kids like that. And one of my new favorites is... I make a peanut butter one with Cheese Krispies in it. And it sounds really weird, but it's like the perfect combination.
Peanut butter with Cheese Krispies?
Cheese Krispies, yeah. I crumble them up in little crumbs and I fold them into it. And they actually have a little cayenne pepper in the Cheese Krispies. So in the end, you get like a little bit of heat, and it's really nice.
So like a savory gelato.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Honestly, sometimes I feel like a social worker, but I actually like it. We have such a nice neighborhood. Everybody gets along, and it's just like a big family. I mean, everybody looks out for everybody, and my customers are great. I mean, I never have a customer that complains, so can't ask for much more than that.
Cafe Gelato owner Cisco Weber. Cafe Gelato is located at 845 Rinalda Road near Haynes Park in Winston-Salem. And for those gelato lovers who live closer to downtown, you'll find Cafe Prada, run by owner Alex Prada, near the corner of 4th Street and Broad. On Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, you can hear Cisco walk me through the entire gelato-making process as we create an entire batch of delicious mango gelato on Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.